Where in the Bible will I find prophecy, oppression, and appearance of the church without spot? Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. The church, or kingdom of God, was in the mind of God before the foundation of the world, Matthew 25:34. About 800 years before the establishment of the Church of Christ on Pentecost in A.D. 33, Daniel prophesied that the kingdom would be set up and that it would never be destroyed, that it would stand forever, Daniel 2:44. Joel tells us when and where the house of the Lord would be built in Joel chapter 2, as does also Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 2. On the first Pentecost, after the resurrection of Jesus, we find the apostles preaching the gospel of Christ, with Peter quoting the exact words of these prophets. The church, or kingdom of God, was established on that day, and for many years it flourished throughout the world, until the falling away, as spoken of by the Apostle Paul in 2 Thessalonians 2, verses 3 and 4. The church was persecuted and oppressed during the Dark Ages when the Roman hierarchy enjoyed its highest dominion over most of the world. Tradition and philosophy have both served to undermine the authority of God's Word, such as the man of sin issuing his decrees to superstitious thousands who received them as the oracles of God. But then, with the Reformation of the 16th century, the spirit of rationalism revived. The true children of God rejoiced and thanked God for freeing the human soul from the bondage and tyranny of the many forms of superstition which were then prevalent. But this rationalism, as well as tradition, had transcended all the bounds and prerogatives of the deity. In its unabounded pride and arrogance, it deals with the absurd delusions and dogmas of the mother of harlots. The Bible said, "In the beginning God created the heavens and earth," Genesis 1:1. Since rationalism has decreed that nothing can be made out of nothing, they say the Word of God must be made to harmonize with the oracles of this new divinity. And so it is that the Bible is now divested of much of its power and authority in the popular consciousness, and its miracles are treated by many as the mere myths of ancient fable. It's evident, therefore, that the great want of this present age is a return to the simple faith and practice of the primitive Christians. Let tradition and rationalism be confined to their own proper sphere, and let men everywhere bow to the authority of God's inspired Word, and then the church will appear without a spot or wrinkle or any such thing. Ephesians 5:27.